Hi everyone, welcome to episode 49 of Tea in the Treetops podcast. I'm Angela.
And I'm Philippa, and this is the official podcast of the Tea in the Treetops book review blog. Today is Saturday and it's the 17th of December.
Yes, 1 week until Christmas.
Terrifying.
Less than 1 week until Christmas. So today we are totally unprepared. We weren't planning to do an episode, but then we were at a Christmas party and we went, let's just, you know, talk about what we've been reading.
Yes.
Because, you know, this is basically therapy for my book brain to unload. So we're just going to talk about what we've been up to, because you've actually had some time to read recently.
I have been. Exams are done, and while I'm still on prac, it's fine because I don't have to have that guilty feeling that I should be reading a textbook.
Yeah.
So instead, I have been actually doing some reading, which is nice.
Awesome. Mm. And yes. Reading real books, not just audiobooks?
No, not audiobooks. Actually, well, not physical paper copies, but Kindle books.
So right, okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, would you like to go
first? Okay, all right, I can go first. So, I literally just finished last night a book called Shiny Broken Pieces by Sona Chirayapotra, I think is how you say her name.
Yeah.
Now, I actually read the first book. Probably about a year or so ago, whenever it came out, it's like about the cutthroat ballet world and mean girls and bullying, and it sounds really horrible, but it was great. I love ballet books. So anyway, the second one came out at the end, sort of towards the end of this year, fourth quarter of this year, and I finally got a chance to read it, and that was really good. Yep. I really liked it. I don't know if it's for everybody, but if you like a good ballet book and you don't mind a bit of Mean Girl stuff, it's worth, I don't know, it hooked me in. I thought it was really good. I'm pretty sure there won't be any more. I'm pretty sure it was just a duology.
Is it like a romance thing, or is it just...
No, well, do you know that movie? Did you ever see that movie Center Stage?
No.
Oh, amazing ballet movie. Anyway, and this, it's about this girl that doesn't have great feet, but she's got great passion. And anyway, she gets into the American Ballet School, basically. Mm. And this is like basically that movie.
Okay, yeah.
As a book, but more Mean Girls. But anyway, it was great. I love it. Not for everybody, but if you like a ballet book, I would suggest picking it up.
Okay.
I also got to read the third and final book in the Firebird trilogy, and that's Mammalian Worlds with You by Claudia Gray. Mm. And that was great. I really liked it. Look, it's not a Sarah J. Maas series that's going to hook you in so much that you have to read the next book or you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's not at that level, but it was really fun and it was a really good take on parallel worlds. And a bit sad that it's all over, but it was a good, satisfying, ending.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good. That's out of the way. That was on my wish list, I think, for Christmas anyway. So I've got that ticked off the list.
Yep.
And then I also read The Wrath and the Dawn by Renee Abdia, I'm pretty sure is how you pronounce it, which I think you've read and really liked before. And I loved it. And I listened to that as an audiobook.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just a good voice actor as well, but it was great.
It's a beautiful kind of
story. Honestly, had that on while I was cooking dinner. I had it on whenever I physically could get away with listening to it because it really hooked me in. And I thought it was a great love story, considering at the beginning there was so much animosity.
Yeah.
It was really believable. The turnaround was really believable.
Yep. Yeah. It wasn't just like... One day she woke up and she was in love with him kind of thing. It was like a gradual thing.
There was no insta-love and it wasn't unbelievable. It was actually, I don't know.
So if you don't know about it, it's the Arabian Nights.
It is the Arabian Nights.
Scheherazade and the Sultan.
And I was probably glad that it was an audio book because I would never have pronounced those names right probably in my head.
Yeah.
So... That is what I have read recently, and then I have just started listening to, I managed to get on an audiobook copy of The Fate of the Teeling, which is the third book in the Erica Johansson, or Johnson Johansson, I think it is, series.
Yep.
So that's a long audiobook. I think it's like 22 hours.
It's a pretty thick book.
I may end up switching to an ebook. We'll see how I go because they've changed the voice actor as well for this third one. So the first two had one voice and they've switched it and it's deterred me a little bit. But I'm really keen to see where that goes because that second book by the end had turned into a totally different story and world. Like the only other time I've been surprised or jarred that much was the Lainey Taylor series, where it's just like halfway through book one, it's like
Everything
what?
changes.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's kind of got that. Yes. So it's been nice to be able to read again. I've enjoyed it. Yes.
Have you got lots of lined up for the holidays?
Well, I'm actually feeling a little bit overwhelmed because there's so many books that I wanted to read in the year that I haven't. But now that I've kind of got the time to read it, I'm sort of like, I don't know if I actually want to read any of these or if I want to really have a think. I don't know. It's all a bit overwhelming. I'm still plodding through, seeing what piques my fancy at that exact moment and going for that. So, yeah.
Cool.
It's nice. So, how about you?
It's been a couple of weeks, or no, three, probably not a whole month, but 3 weeks since our last one. So still haven't been reading a lot because I'm like deeply hooked into Supernatural. Like I cannot stop
You're
watching. It's
obsessed.
really, really good. And I've got up to the, it kind of went through a bit samey kind of, this is not so great sort of bit around the sort of series 8 mark, and then now I'm into series 10 and it's just got really good again and I can't stop watching. I need to
And
know what
when are
happens.
you caught up?
Oh, they're partway through season 12 at the
Oh, you've still
moment.
got time. Okay, all right. You're not about to have a complete hangover.
No, well, it's gonna be hard. Like I've been, because I've watched like 10 seasons in like 2 months or something, because I've been watching it every day. It's terrible. I can't.
10 years worth of
I
Supernatural
know,
in
I
2 months.
know. I feel like Sam and Dean have grown up before my eyes because they were like
Yeah.
in their early 20s when the series started, and now they're like 30 something and they've got little kids, and you know, it's just so not in the show obviously, but
I watched
in real
season
life.
one when it first came out, and then I think Lost was still on. I couldn't do both. I was
I
getting
don't
too
know
hooked on
why I never
Lost.
watched it before. Like maybe I watched the first few episodes and decided it was too violent or too scary or something. I didn't watch it. But now I'm like, this is awesome. And I just love it. It's just, I think it's just the relationships between all the people in it.
Okay,
And
all right.
it's not, there's no sort of romantic relationships, even though people want there to be. Like season 4 and 5 were the best. And then it's kind of went a bit downhill, but now it's getting really good again. But
Okay.
anyway, that aside, I'm still
That
going with
has
that.
eaten into your reading time, is what you're trying to say.
It has. So no, but I have still been reading on the train, obviously. So I read, I think last time I said I was about to read Heartless by Marissa Meyer,
Yes, I think so.
which is the
Or it was,
Queen of
up there.
Hearts, Alice in Wonderland, sort of prequel kind of thing. Origin story.
Yes.
That was really, really good. I
Well,
enjoyed
look,
that.
I don't expect anything less because really, the Scarlets in the
Marissa Meyer writes a
winter
great
was great.
romance, and there is some really sweet romance in this as well. But the
Okay.
trouble with it being a bad guy origin story is you know what's going to happen. Like it's going to end in tragedy one way or
Yes.
another. And it is very heartbreaking. But
Is it
yeah, really
standalone?
good.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Well,
Okay.
she could write more
Okay.
in Wonderland, but it's not. I don't think there's going to be more in that. I think she's got other things planned for
Okay.
this year. Not too sure. For our next episode, by the way, I will put together a list of books that are coming out in the next 6 months that we can talk about and get
Awesome.
excited about stuff. But that'll be episode 50. Oh my God. Anyway, what else did I read? I read Star-Touched Queen
That's
by
on my
Roshani
want list too.
Chokshi. I apologize if I'm saying that wrongly too. Really good. The second one is coming out in only a few months. So it's I think I said in my review that it was like a cross between A Court of Thorns and Roses and like Alice in Wonderland kind of,
Okay.
and a little bit of the Daughter of Smoke and Bone kind of feel to it as well,
Oh, well,
because
they're all good books,
part
so.
but not it's not as good as those individual books because they were all like 5-star reads, but this one was sort of more of a, I don't know, four and a half.
Okay.
So it was, I really enjoyed it, but there were a few things about it that I was just like, what? Like the romance was a bit kind of strange.
Okay.
But anyway, it was pretty good. It's like an Indian kind of inspired
Okay.
mythology, and she's taken away to like the underworld kind of thing by this guy who she gets married to, and then oh yeah, I don't want to describe the story. It's really
Okay.
complicated, but it's worth reading if
Yep.
it sounds like you're interested in it. But
Mm.
yeah, read my review, but the spoilers are like marked, so you don't have to read the
Okay.
spoilers. And yeah, the second one will be coming out. I think it's only going to be a duology. So I
That seems
haven't.
to be the new thing.
Yeah. It's not. I can't remember how long it is. It's not any longer than.
Sorry.
I think it's only like 400 and something pages.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see where the story goes. I read a book called Ghosts of Heaven by Marcus Sedgwick, which was really interesting. It's actually four separate stories. And it says at the beginning of the book that you can read them in any order,
Okay.
and they'll make sense. Well, they'll make different kind of sense depending on which order you read them in. So,
Oh.
being sort of contrary, I started at the end and read backwards. But
Yes.
you may as well just read them from the front. Like they're all connected in a kind of a loose way.
Yes.
So they're in different periods in time, and it's all about spirals and helixes and how things go in cycles, and the life and death kind of pattern. It's really bizarre. And then it goes from the part like the ancient past, and then through to the future, like on a spaceship heading to a new planet and stuff. So it's really strange kind of story, but interesting in the way that it's told at different points in
Okay.
time. So yeah, it's hard to describe the different
It is.
stories,
Ooh,
but
okay, all right. But do you think,
it
so
was
you don't
cool.
think it would have made a difference if you read it the other way around?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, it might have, but the stories are connected enough that you can sort of tell what's happening in different, you know, it would have been either direction of reading would have been. I don't think it would have made much of a difference, but
Okay.
so yeah, you can choose to read it any way you like. Yeah, so I've just recently finished reading Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, the first one by Ransom Riggs, and I haven't seen the film. I thought I'd read the book. My cousin actually had it and said she'd read it, and then she said,
Yep.
"Do you want to borrow this?" And I went, "Okay." That was last week. I'm actually seeing her tomorrow at a family Christmas party,
Okay.
so I read it in like a couple of days so I can give it back
Yes.
to her.
Yes.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. It was like, weird kind of children. The thing I loved most about it was the photos that are in it, because they're
Yeah.
creepy kind of
They
weird
were a bit
old
creepy.
photos, and these children who are peculiar live in this home on a Welsh island, but they're actually stuck in a time loop, and I had no idea that there was a time travel component to it. I just thought it was going to be creepy and dark,
Yes, no, there is
but it
definitely.
wasn't as dark as I expected. And also, I think partially because I'm watching so much Supernatural, and they kept talking about whites and like the grandfather was like a hunter and all this stuff. I'm just like, just get the salt, get the shotgun, you'll be fine. Anyway, I'm gonna have to watch the movie. I'm gonna have to watch the movie now and see what
I
it's
think
all
so, because
about.
I read it, but I read it, I think it came out in 2012, and I read it within a month or two of it coming out,
Yep.
and I didn't mind it, but I didn't see what the hype was about it all. It might have even come out in 2011, to be
Yeah,
honest,
I think
because
you're right.
I think I read it straight after reading Divergent. Is Divergent the first one? Yeah, I read them basically back to back.
Okay.
So I think they both came out, they both had the same release dates.
Right, okay.
And I happened to get Divergent and read that. And then I read this one and I was like, well, I don't know if it was because I had a Kindle copy, but I
Didn't
don't
like it as
know.
much.
Well, I'm interested to see how the movie is. I think Tim Burton is the perfect director for that
Yeah,
storyline.
it could like
It
turn.
could be
They've
quite
changed
good.
things.
Yes, they would, yes.
They've switched around a couple of the kids' abilities, I think,
I
and
was never, though, interested enough to keep reading the series.
okay.
So that, I guess, says something.
Yeah, I mean, if I find the second one in the library or something, I'll probably have a read. But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was yeah. I'll see the movie, I
Okay.
reckon,
I will
some
see the
point.
movie too at some point. Okay.
So I went to see Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them with our friend
Seen.
Joe. It was like an advanced session, which was so
Lucky you.
exciting. I was like, oh my God. And Joe thought it was hilarious because I turned up in like my Gryffindor scarf and everything, and she's like, oh my God, you're such a fan. But anyway, yeah, really good movie.
I
The
want to see it.
effects are amazing,
Yep.
and it's a lot darker, I think, than Harry
Okay.
Potter movies. Although it's the same director as the later Harry Potter movies, so
Yes, and
it's
he
got
got
that
into a
dark
good
feeling.
groove.
Yeah. So and there are some lighter bits, like with the
Yes.
Niffler and the funny kind of creatures and new and. The guy, I can't remember the actors' names, but the guy who plays Jacob is like this guy who just wanders into the wizarding world. He's a mug, well, he's a
Oh.
nomad, as they call him in the US, and he's hilarious, really funny. But I mean, I went out, came out of the film thinking that didn't blow me away as much as I hoped it would, but
Yes.
it was very good. I'd go and see it again. So if you want to see it at some stage, then
I do
I'll
want to
be
see it at
in.
some stage. I don't know when, but I do want to see it.
Okay, good.
Maybe if
Let's
it's
do
still in the
that.
cinema in January. I don't know if it'll stretch that long.
Yeah, we'll have to
We'll
see.
have to see.
Okay, so coming up, we have Christmas.
Yes.
I am going up the coast for a few days over Christmas, and I'm going to force my in-laws to take the kids somewhere so I can sit down and read for a while.
Sounds fabulous.
So I've got my True Love Gave to Me, which is a collection of short stories. And edited by Stephanie Perkins. And it's like romances, short stories. I think it came out like maybe 2 years ago,
Oh, okay.
possibly last year. And it's got like stories by Lainey Taylor and Rainbow
Oh, you'll have to tell
Rowell,
me what it's like.
Holly Black, and different people like that. So I thought that sounded really gorgeous when it first came out. I remember thinking that. But I managed to pick up a copy recently, so I'll give it a crack. And I've got.
Feel like I need to read maybe a trashy romance. It's been a while.
Yep. I'll let you know how these ones go.
Tell me.
I don't know if they're going to be particularly trashy, but we'll
No,
see.
I'm getting a truly trashy romance. I need to hit my sister up. That's her
She
genre.
likes the trashy ones.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And I'm also going to read Airy,
That's
which
the
is the second
Magonia.
Magonia
Yeah.
book by Maria Devana Headley. And I loved a Magonia when it was first out.
Yeah, so you were more into it than me, I think.
Yeah, I
There were
think we
some
did a review
things
of it, didn't
they
we? Like.
inhaled the feather, and I don't know, it kind of lost me with the feather inhaling thing that she did to get between the two worlds.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. And she had
Like
like a
the
bird inside her chest or
idea.
something. That was weird.
Yeah, sorry, I'm probably not really inspiring you to read it.
No, I want
I
to read
just,
it. I remember her writing was really beautiful.
just the world was not what I didn't do it for me as much as I wanted it to do it for me.
I don't
So, and
remember
there were a
much about
few
the actual
things,
story. I
and I
just
just think she
have to read
needed,
it
yeah,
again.
look, maybe she'll have picked up in the second one, because I just feel like some of the, it was very good lyrical writing, if I remember correctly, but she wasn't good at transitioning action sequences, so like they would be a bit confusing, if I
Right,
remember correctly.
yeah.
Like when she went from Earth up to the clouds, I remember going,
But she died.
no, I know, but just the wording that was used and the way I had to
Okay.
reread it, and it
It was
totally broke my
confusing.
concentration. Like it wasn't a smooth transition between the parts, and I think at the end it got a little bit all over the place too.
Okay.
Anyway,
I think I've
could be
still
just
got.
debut author, could be just me
Yeah.
not
Yeah,
really
I'll see
digging
how the
it.
second one goes. Might be okay. Anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think so. Wasn't very planned.
No, it's
I'm
just
gonna
a
plod
totally
along.
random.
I'm gonna hopefully do some more reading, and when we do our New Year 50th episode,
Yeah, we'll
then
talk
maybe we
about
won't talk about.
all the books that are coming out in the first half of
Yes.
2017.
Yes.
Are
Do you
you?
know what? I said I wanted to read a trashy romance. I should probably just reread A Court of Mist and Fury.
Actually, you know what?
That's not a trashy romance, but it's a bloody good romance with some slightly...
I was actually thinking that the other
going
day.
Going on to like, trashy elements.
I should just pick up this up and reread it again.
Feel like it. But when's the next one come out? Not till like May. March or May? May. Gosh, I probably shouldn't do a reread too early.
You know what I keep seeing on Instagram, which I'm really jealous of, is everyone's getting advanced copies of that new Lainey Taylor one,
which is coming jealous
in March, I think. And I really want to read.
I want that.
Anyway, we'll talk about that in the next episode.
Next episode, yes. All right.
Okay. Well, have a very lovely holiday season.
Yes.
Or whatever. Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. And, happy holidays. Merry Christmas or whatever you choose to celebrate.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you want to send us anything, actually, I should say before I say that, the spiel, if you have enjoyed listening to our podcast this year, please go on iTunes and leave us a review. That would be wonderful. It really helps us. And also, you can just send us an email to say hi. That's fine. Just let us know what you think and if you've got any ideas for us for next year. Next year will probably be a little bit further far between for our episodes. Yes. Maybe we're both going to be like super busy next year, but we'll do our best. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us contact@teaandthetreetops.com or you can tweet us at @teatreetops.
You can also find a list of all the books and other things we've talked about in this episode, as well as all of our book reviews at the Tea in the Treetops blog, teaandthetreetops.com. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, and we'll catch you again in a few weeks. Bye. So I've just, at the moment, I've just started the Fifth Avenue Artists Society by Joy Calloway, which is a, I don't really know anything about it. I just randomly was sent it for a review. So it's a historical book, but it's about writers and artists in New York, maybe New York. Oh God, I shouldn't say that. Oh, no, I don't know enough about it to talk about it. Just forget I said that.
I just yawned really strongly. I was like, I'm not interested, I promise.